Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For the first time ever, stream the Super Bowl for free. Super Bowl 57 on Westwood One is Sunday, February 12th. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. All sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the cause of your check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The rich irony of life. Maggie Gray.
Take my medicine.
Maggie Gray causing waves as usual with her take that Nick Sirianni should not bring his kids up to the podium in a press conference. And dear friend of the show, Ryan Leaf is here. And what's happening?
What's happening?
His adorable son MacGyver, who's 5 years old, is sitting here on our set. Hi, MacGyver.
And it's awesome. So what is your problem, Maggie?
I know, and I deserve it. Everyone, come on. Just pile it on.
This is what karma is.
Yes.
Totally, yeah. And I deserve like a big dose of it. Just come kick me right in the face. I'm happy MacGyver's here. I'm happy that Ryan is here.
Yeah.
This is just too good.
Yeah, Ryan, how you doing? Welcome to another Super Bowl. You're one of our first guests when Maggie and Perloff started last year on the Super Bowl. It's great to see you. I know this week is crazy busy for you. How's Arizona so far?
It's great. We got in a little late, traveling with my family. MacGyver finally is kind of starting to understand what maybe dad does a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of likes the fact that he gets to be on TV sometimes and stuff. And, you know, it's been hit or miss today. But it's a lot of fun being here. Ann and I, my wife, we did this at the San Francisco Super Bowl. I came up initially to just get a health check from the NFL. And Paulie Papps and Andrew were doing the Dan Patrick Show, of course, and they asked me to come on. You know, I hadn't done any press since I got out of prison. And as we all know, Dan's an incredible interviewer.
Yep.
And that interview alone did so much for what my career ended up being. And it started there, and Anna took me through all of Radio Row. I got to practice, really, and it's kind of where this all started. So we've been doing it for, how many years? That's been 2016 Super Bowl or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Happy to be back. Awesome to see you guys. Love to see how the show has flourished in the year and be able to come on from time to time.
Well, yeah, because my hot takes about how kids shouldn't be up on podiums, of course, that's what's catapulting us right to the top. But, you know, you've been such an open book with us and with the public now. Do you and your wife talk about how you want to talk to your son about your career, about everything?
We did. Actually, this is something her and I talked about in the car the other day. Like, do we wait until, you know, he comes home and asks a question because maybe somebody said something in a derogatory way, or do we, you know, preempt it and have a conversation about it? And I don't think the football side of things is anything we're going to have to address. It's going to be the other stuff,
sure.
You know, and that's a timetable thing that we decide as parents. And but I think what ended up being the coolest thing about all this is that I'll be more prepared to be a better parent because of the perspective I have.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like out of bounds for me I won't be willing to talk about, and hopefully he'll have an understanding about too.
Well, it's interesting, the football stuff, when he gets older, I think that will come up too, because the name of your podcast is Bust. People view you that way. Come draft time, he's going to watch the Manning Leaf documentary, the 30 for 30. It's interesting. How do you feel about that stuff now? Have you, is it taking some time to get used to people labeling you that?
I mean, I don't think you ever get used to it. What the fact of the matter is, my peers don't call me that.
Yeah.
But the 27,000 of us who played in the NFL, when I run into my brothers here, you know, they don't look at me that way because they understand how difficult it is to get where you're going. We just watched the greatest of all time retire after 23 years. There's guys that played 1 year who struggle with the transition just as much as Tom Brady's going to struggle with the transition. He has a better transitional plan ahead of him, of course, with his with everything that's laid out for him. But his identity is being encapsulated by football and being one of the greatest at doing it. What is that going to look like when he doesn't have it? So I think it's important for all of us former players to be there for one another. So the bust identity was something that haunted me because I listened to so much about what other people thought of me. So the way I guess, took the power back, I named it my podcast, did over 1 million downloads, and now all the people that have called me bust have made me a lot of money over the last couple of years.
There you go.
We love it. Ryan Leaf is a good friend of the show, of course, host of the Straight Line podcast on PointsBet USA. Let's flesh this out a little bit. What's waiting for Brady now? Because, like, we know Fox, and he's going to take, like, a year off, but, you know, that's fine in his family. But, like, the first, like, few weeks and months after you retire, what's waiting for him?
That's going to be incredibly difficult. It is. That transition, regardless of what your career looked like, your identity has been being a football player, right? It's normally to go to start training to prepare for what the season has to offer, right? It's going to be different. I did like the fact that they announced he wasn't going to go into the booth for another year, so we can kind of do that. Clearly, it looks like it's all about thirst trapping. That's what it sounds like.
Wow,
you know,
he put it out there.
He
like,
did put it out there.
Comment.
How come he looked like a Sims character? A Sim character?
Someone asked it, put it in my mentions. They think it was photoshopped. I'm like, yeah. I don't think so. He's so like proud of his body, obviously, with TB12 and putting a picture of himself in his underpants on the internet. Which
I went through this midlife crisis about a year ago when I lost a bunch of weight and I could see abs for the first time, and I took selfie pictures of it, and then like I was told immediately that don't do that ever again. So
that's what having a great wife by your side. Yeah. That's awesome. Ryan Leaf is here. I was saying that he's having a midlife crisis, and even that he's the greatest at. Like, this dude doesn't mail it in.
He does, you know? Not mail it in. He does a great job at it. I have a question for MacGyver Leaf, though.
Yeah.
MacGyver Leaf's on headset right to my left, yes.
Yeah. MacGyver Leaf, who do you like in this game? The Eagles? Or the didn't even have to get out of the mouth.
He's
all over the Chiefs.
That's where I am too. Don't say that to Perloff, who's from Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, what
he
the
might
heck,
throw a
MacGyver?
Cheesesteak at you.
What's your problem with the Eagles, MacGyver?
Well, I'm all over the Eagles, by the way.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Why?
They're just the best team, the most complete team.
Yeah.
They're gonna make this Super Bowl reminds me a ton of the Denver Broncos Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
That was a blowout.
It was, and so at first I thought it was gonna be a real blowout. The closer we've gotten to the game, the scales have been really tilted in favor of the Philadelphia Eagles. But as we get closer to the game, you add number 15, and he just finds a way to balance those scales. Ultimately, I think that Philly wins by a field goal.
Ryan, have you ever had a high ankle sprain like
Mahomes
has right now?
Oh, yeah.
How do you think it'll affect him?
That's going to affect him. It's going to affect him, and they should have the same game plan that they had in place against the Cincinnati, where if you look at that first quarter, when he gets through his second or third read, it's immediately to the back. It immediately is. He's not trying to run or anything. Mm. But as the game goes along and pressure starts to mount, he starts using his feet, starts to climb the pocket a little bit more, because at the end of the day, if we don't win this game, the season's over.
Yeah, sure.
Right? So that's going to be the same play, I think, in this game. I think early on he's going to be right from the pocket, dumping things off, and later, third quarter, he's going to start moving up in the pocket, moving out a little bit, and that's where he's going to run into some problems, because he's going to aggravate it again, because you can't heal it enough. You're going to twerk it or tweak it or whatever. In a weird way, and it's going to get stiff, it's going to swell up, and it's become a little painful and inhibiting for him to move around. But again, there's no game after this, so it doesn't matter. That's what I assume the game plan is going to be like. I know that Andy Reid and the staff didn't want him to start running as early as did in the Cincinnati game, so you know, we'll see what that looks like. But yeah, it's still going to be a problem.
Well, what about the other side? Jalen Hurts, his last game of the season too, you've seen him hold back these last few games running and scrambling a little bit. He might as well go all out there and run the ball.
Well, I would the holding back part, yeah, but I don't think it's been because of the injury.
Okay.
I believe it's been because they've been just absolutely boot stomping whoever there was in their way. I mean, they're up 28-0 at halftime in both games pretty much.
Okay.
You know, just 28-21-3 and 28-0 at that both halftimes in these things, and then you know you have the running game that you have, and all of a sudden Kenneth Gainwell's become this guy that's just a closer on you, just runs it down your throat when everybody knows you're going to run the football. So, you know, I don't think he's been necessarily holding back because of the injury. I think he's been holding back because there's been no need to put himself in harm's way because they've been dominating the last few games.
Ryan Leaf is joining us, of course. He's the host of the Straight Line podcast on PointsBet USA. His five-year-old son, MacGyver, is also here on the set listening along with us. He's picked the Chiefs, if anyone out there was wondering. Okay, want to ask you, we had Garrett Wilson, the rookie wide receiver for the New York Jets, who was on, and we said, what would you say to Aaron Rodgers to, you know, like, do the pitch about if you're going to get traded, why would you come to the Jets over the Raiders? And he said, because we have a better team than the Raiders. And he said it pretty confidently. Do you think that's true? If Aaron Rodgers is going to get traded to the Jets or the Raiders, do the Jets have the better team?
Yes, they have the better team because they have the top 10 defense. You put Aaron Rodgers with the top 10 defense, he's capable of winning an MVP. He's capable of getting his team to a championship level, okay? You go to Las Vegas, you may be in a no-income state tax state, that'd be the only benefit I see.
Okay? And Devontae Adams.
It doesn't matter because they'd have to score 45 points a game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which would be a lot of fun,
yeah.
You know, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers is capable of doing that at this age. So he needs a top 10 defense. So the two places, if he's really looking for trade, I'd look at New York and I'd look at Carolina because both those defenses are top 10 defenses, and that makes the difference. You know, those are the same landing spots for Derek Carr, who's in a situation too. Like, those are two places that he should really look into. And it could be where either one of those quarterbacks goes to either one of those spots, to be honest.
Yeah. Ryan, you've played on several teams. You were obviously in San Diego where you're drafted. You were at the Cowboys. How important, and I think people don't really get to see all this, is the organization in the sense from top down. And I think this is something that Aaron Rodgers has to think about. You know, the Jets and the Raiders have had their issues in the last 10 years. If you're a player, are you just looking at the coach, or are you able to evaluate sort of everything going on in the building?
Yeah, ownership's a huge part of that, right? You know, when you, especially with the Jets, right, what's been the variable in all the chaos over the last couple decades, really, right? It's been the Jets. It hasn't been necessarily the players. The players have changed.
Yeah.
Coaches have changed. Systemically, it's been the Jets.
Well, yeah. They know. They've cycled through basically every coach in the
Robert Saleh may be an answer to their but my fear is they don't have the right quarterback scenario situation next year. They have a bad year, and Woody Johnson's sitting there going, all right, new head coach, new quarterback. Yeah. It's what we do every 3 years. I guess we're going to do it again. I hope that's not the case. Also, I'm a big Mike White fan. I'm a huge Mike White fan. Sounds like he's going to be back.
I know. You told us he reached out to you.
Yeah. He's. What's so ironic about that is, like, a guy that wasn't in the same boat as me in terms of expectations and everything, and you got a guy sitting in the same quarterback room that is in a – it's just the stigma around struggling and weakness at the quarterback position, especially when you're supposed to be so talented and so have so many expectations. The fear of somebody knowing that you need help is worse than actually reaching out.
It's easier for Mike White to reach out as it is easier than Zach Wilson.
Yeah, which is the thing we're trying to eliminate in terms of stigma. Like, it's the most relatable thing in the world. Second overall pick, you know, second year looks like it's – I mean, I don't see how it corrects itself there. I don't. I know Robert Saleh has been on it, you know, had his back, which is amazing to see. But there's no way that they go out and pay a ton of money and bring in a quarterback that Zach Wilson's going to be the guy who's starting next year.
No, you've told us. Like, he's staring down the end of his career right now. And, yeah, I think that you've given – from afar and from our show, you've given Zach Wilson some of the best advice. If he would only listen to it, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know what anybody's going to do with what – that's the cool thing about – and Andrew knows this really well, too, is, like, you know, you could give people the most advice you want in the world, but if they're not willing to accept it, and you know, you can't do anything about it. So at the end of the day, you lay your head down going, I did my part in all this. I can't control what somebody does or thinks of what I have to say about anything.
Yeah, you think you know someone else's timeline. When they're ready to hear it.
Yeah, it for me, that's like if I would have got sober and got the help I needed on my parents' timeline, like, it would have been 10 years before I actually did it, right?
Yeah.
It's sometimes it takes what it takes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the timeline of this interview was too long for MacGyver. He has exited stage left on this interview. You know, to be fair, for a five-year-old, he really lasted. He was so well-behaved. Obviously, you've got a wonderful kid and wife there. Ryan, can't tell you how much we appreciate this always.
By
host
way.
Of the Straight Line podcast on PointsBet USA, yes.
we probably had a future number two overall pick in the NBA on our set.
I told him, do you love basketball? He said, eh.
Well,
He's just being modest.
No,
well, the new house has a full half-court basketball court. So
there you go.
But house. You don't want to be like that kind of dad.
And I won't be, yeah. Shit. If he, whatever he wants to do, we'll educate him. We'll, you know, he's gonna learn pretty quickly. He's got pretty good hand-eye coordination.
Well, yeah. I say you don't want to be that kind of dad. That's why I'm going to drive up and I'm going to teach him how to shoot. And I want to represent him.
That's yeah. Yeah. Maybe you'll be a Sixer and you'll be just in heaven.
Oh, of course. It's Hustle 2 on Netflix.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew Perloff reprises role as reporter number two.
Yeah,
I love
scout.
It. Oh, Oscars. Okay. Ryan, thanks so much. Enjoy
you
having your family here. Fantastic.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always good to see you.
Great to see you, too. Coming up, we turn our attention to one of the latest coaching hires, Perloff, and all the drama surrounding it. Don't move more, Maggie and Perloff, right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.